There.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The offices of two City of Cape Town mayoral committee members have been raided by the police. The operation at the offices of J.P. Smith and Xanthia Limburg is understood to be part of a probe into housing tender fraud in the city's construction sector. Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis.
I note the action today taken by authorities at the offices of mayoral committee members Alderman J.P. Smith and Alderman Limburg, who have informed me that they have offered full cooperation to the SAPS, but have not been made aware of any specific allegations at this stage. I have requested an urgent briefing from the SAPS to understand the details of this matter and will determine necessary further actions once this has been received. In the earlier matter relating to Malusi Boy, I was offered and given this full briefing and have requested the same courtesy be extended to me in this matter as soon as possible.
Umhlathuze Mayor Xolani Ngwezi has described EFF KZN members storming and vandalizing the municipal offices yesterday as unruly and unethical behavior. A protesting group of Red Berets disrupted a planned council sitting, demanding the removal of three EFF councillors. During the incident, the party's members broke the glass entrance doors and assaulted security officers before police used tear gas to disperse them.
In the municipalities, there are budget cuts. We don't have enough money to fix infrastructure. How do you come and storm and damage the infrastructure, which is paid by the taxpayer? You are a taxpayer yourself, you know? The provincial leader of the EFF was there yesterday, but he's coming here to destroy infrastructure. But again, law will take its course. Those that are councillors, the speaker will investigate that and take necessary action. And those that are ordinary members of the community, the city is in the process. A case has been opened. Investigations are happening. And, you know, there's the hell accountable. No one is above the law.
The EFF in KZN says the three councillors are part of the group that failed to secure buses for members to attend the party's 10th anniversary celebrations at FNB Stadium in Johannesburg in 2023. They were ordered to resign, but the trio has not vacated their seats. Hamas says it will today provide the names of four Israeli women hostages to be freed tomorrow as part of a second release under the ceasefire deal. It will be in exchange for Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails. Senior Hamas official Bassem Naim also says once the exchange takes place, war displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza will be able to begin returning to the north of the territory. The ceasefire agreement was brokered by Qatar, Egypt and the US after months of intense negotiations. The truce, the second in the more than 15 months of war, began on Sunday with the first three hostages released in exchange for around 90 Palestinian prisoners. And the largest iceberg in the world is on a collision course with a British island in the South Atlantic Ocean. Described as a megaberg, the massive ice is twice the size of London. It's currently about 240 kilometers away from South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands. The structure is said to pose a deadly threat to wildlife, including penguins and seals. The top story, the offices of two City of Cape Town mayoral committee members have been raided by police, apparently as part of a probe into alleged fraud in the construction sector. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Alexander Zverev to take on Jannik Sinner in the Australian Open final after Novak Djokovic withdraws. John Plumtree excited to see how Ethan Hooker and Jorenzo Julius go as the Sharks centre combo this weekend. And the Blitzborka make it 2 from 2 on day one of the Perth Sevens.